USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Search and Rescue turns to Search and Recovery Wednesday in the waters below the bridge that came crashing down in Baltimore. USA's Laura Winters.
The six men who were repairing potholes on the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore are presumed dead after that cargo ship crashed into it and it collapsed.
Can't imagine how painful today has been for these families.
Maryland Governor Democrat Wes Moore. Now, someone on the ship issuing a Mayday call after losing power, President Biden addressing that fact.
Personnel on board the ship were able to alert the Maryland Department of Transportation, which undoubtedly saved lives.
President Biden says the federal government will pay for the reconstruction of the span. An American journalist being held on espionage charges in Russia will be held in pretrial detention a little longer following a Russian court order. It came down Monday, ordering Evan Gershkovich to remain in Moscow police custody pending trial. Gershkovich has insisted he was on a work trip as a reporter for the Wall Street Journal. The U.S. Supreme Court deliberating a case with potential implications for access to the abortion pill mifepristone. Justices examining an appeals court ruling that halted recent FDA revisions aimed at expanding the availability of mifepristone. The Biden administration contended that upholding the decision would cause harm to women throughout the country. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is announcing his selection for vice president during a rally in Oakland, California, Tuesday.
I'm so proud to introduce to you the next vice president of the United States, Nicole Shanahan.
The independent candidate revealed his pick is a 38-year-old attorney and tech entrepreneur. The VP pick is expected to bring more money and more momentum for his campaign. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Sometimes it's a perfect storm of bad circumstances, and that's how one top Engineers Association chief describes what appears to have happened with the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore during the wee hours Tuesday morning.
It was designed back in the 1970s, 50 years ago. It's very unlikely that this bridge was designed to resist the impact of a large ship that we're using these days. This size of ship probably didn't exist back in the 70s.
Ryan Kersting, president of the National Council of Structural Engineers. State authorities in the White House saying there is no evidence that there is a link to terrorism in what happened. A judge in New York telling former President Trump to watch what he says. USA's John Schaefer has more.
A New York judge overseeing Donald Trump's upcoming hush money trial has issued a gag order against the former president. The order bars Trump from making public remarks concerning witnesses, prosecutors, and court personnel involved in the case. The decision comes ahead of Trump's trial, which is set to begin on April 15th. Last year, Trump entered a plea of not guilty to charges of purportedly concealing $130,000 in hush money payments to adult film actress Stormy Daniels prior to the 2016 election.
Rapper Sean Diddy Combs out with a strong denial of any wrongdoing after Homeland Security agents raided two of his homes in the U.S. Monday. The hip-hop star sent a statement into Fox News Digital with an attorney calling the federally warranted search a gross overuse of military-level force. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.